It's Bailey Shockey here with Exeter Grand Buzz 90.5 MyFM. I'm here with Lori Dietrich. She is a coach with the Exeter Extremes Baseball Club here in town. She coaches U15, which is 14 and 15 year olds. You are very, very brave, Lori, working with teenagers. And you played baseball as a young kid, and an injury actually took you out of the game. So you got back into coaching. How did you get started?
I was asked by the president of our baseball club if I would be interested in taking a shot at coaching. I got permission from my 14-year-old daughter to do so.
Was she kind of like embarrassed to have her mom start coaching the team? Like, did it take a little bit of...
I thought she would be embarrassed. And when I asked her what she thought, she said, "Mom, do it. It would be awesome. You'd be good at it."
Oh, that's really great that she supported you. And it took being approached by somebody to get started, which I think is not an uncommon trend. I think I've heard that from pretty much everybody that I've talked to as a coach. Why did you decide to do that?
No one else had signed up to coach the U15 girls. I knew I could step up to the plate and help them out.
Yeah, no, absolutely. You stepped in and you filled a hole and you filled a role that needed to be filled. And I think that it takes a lot of volunteers like yourself to keep minor athletics running in small towns. Absolutely. And you were talking to me a little bit about how you played baseball as a young person and kind of ended up stopping against your choice. And yes. How did that happen for you?
We had a bad car accident in 2011, and I hadn't actually stepped back on the diamond until this year. Coaching allowed me to get back on the diamond. It's a pretty great feeling.
Absolutely. Yeah. To be back at it after a couple of years off and to be able to step back into the game in such a way was probably really empowering for you. So
yes, it's awesome.
What about coaching is important to you? Why did you start in the first place?
They are a great bunch of girls. And I knew with the right help, I have two assistant coaches, Derek and Karen, that helped me along the way, teach me a lot about the coaching because I had never done it before. And together we make this team a success.
Coaching is all about people and building those relationships. And that seems to be something that's valuable to you, the way you talk about your team.
Oh, my girls. They're just fabulous. They are a great group of girls that get along. They know that it takes a team to win. It takes a team to lose, right? Like, pick each other up when the going get tough. It's pretty neat to be a part of it.
Absolutely. Kind of off of that, what advice would you have for people who are interested in coaching, who are being approached by somebody like yourself and saying, "Oh, would you consider getting started?" What would you say to that, to yourself, you know, a couple years ago before you started? What would you say?
Step up to the plate. Take your turn. Get involved. It is one of the most rewarding things I have ever taken part in. These youth need us older ones to step up, to coach them, to teach them, show them new skills, help them out along the way.
As a coach, I'm sure that there is a list that goes on and on and on, but what accomplishment would you say is kind of the highlight of your experience?
My highlight this far is getting to place the medals, the gold medals around the girls' necks when we won our home extreme tournament. It was by far the best feeling, putting those medals around the girls' necks.
And that made you feel proud of them, I'm sure. Like, yeah, just the way that you talk about your team, I can tell that it really is something that you treasure and that you feel a sense of pride in. Thank you so much for everything that you do for the community as a coach, stepping up to that plate and filling that role. It's absolutely vital that people like yourself volunteer to create these sports for these young people that wouldn't go if people like you didn't step up and volunteer.
Right.
So thank you so much. Thank you for coming in today.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Lori.